What's up, guys? This is the TYF Podcast. My name is Travis. I'm your host. If you're looking to level up your life and start crushing your goals in 2019, then you've come to the right place. So today we're going to be talking about how you view yourself, how that programs your subconscious reality, and in turn creates what your actual reality looks like. But before we dive into that, I just want to take a moment to ask you to share this podcast with a friend. It's the only way that I can get this podcast out to more people is through promotion. So if you could do that, just hit the little share button. It would mean a lot to me and it would help me a lot. So, all right. So first you have to realize your subconscious mind is essentially an archive or a bank of all your memories. This space in there is unlimited and everything that happens to you is permanently there. Even if you can't always remember it, it's still there. Now, your unconscious mind is completely perfect. It's your conscious mind that has trouble sometimes. So the function of your subconscious mind is to store and retrieve data. Its job is to ensure that you respond exactly the way that you were programmed. It controls and makes everything you say and do fit a pattern consistent with your self-concept or your master program. So you can literally reprogram your mind to be more positive and motivating by reading things like motivational quotes or watching motivational videos. And by focusing your thoughts on uplifting ideas, your subconscious will actually begin to apply a positive pattern. So if you continually feed it positive things and feed it positive thoughts, it'll start reprogramming your mind and your conscious mind to be more positive. So you'll start having a more positive outlook on life, start seeing the world as a better place. Your subconscious mind is directly influenced by how your conscious mind thinks. So again, if you look at the world as a dark, negative place, everything always happens to you, got that victim mentality, then your subconscious mind will begin a pattern based on those thoughts, and you will constantly feel like that. And that's just not a good way to live. And this can be applied in all areas of our lives. It doesn't have to just be in the sense of how the world looks. So for instance, if you constantly tell yourself all the time, that you're so fat, you're so skinny, your subconscious mind is going to reprogram itself to that. And you'll feel that negativity. But if you start telling yourself, I'm a little leaner today, or I'm a little bit more built today, then your subconscious mind is going to start a positive pattern. And it'll make it easier to keep working out or keep leaning down whatever your goals are. So another thing that I've heard people say, like my dog Bridger Rogers, if you don't know him, he's up and coming pretty quickly now on Instagram. He's got about 20,000, 17,000 followers right now. His Instagram name is at Bridger Rogers, so definitely go check him out. One thing that I've found or heard him say several times is that they'll pick somebody's physique that they want, and it's their goal. And before they go to bed each night, they'll imagine themselves as already having that same physique. And that causes their subconscious mind to be programmed to that. It'll make it easier to work towards that physique goal and keep moving towards that. Same thing applies to if you're trying to be more successful, you're trying to work harder. If you always tell yourself that you'll never be successful, then you won't work towards your goals. You have to tell yourself every day that you will be a successful person and live like a successful person, not spending like a successful person, mind you, but work like one. And you aren't the only one who can affect these thoughts. The other people can affect your subconscious mind as well. So if you surround yourself with negative people or negative music, negative posts, if you follow a bunch of pages on Instagram, like depression pages, things like that, it can actually cause you to be more depressed because you see those things, you're reading them, it's going into your mind, and you start to think like, oh, I relate with this. like depressing music will make you more sad. It's all reprogramming your subconscious mind and starting a pattern based off that. So if you surround yourself with more positive things, more uplifting, motivational quotes, like I said earlier, uplifting music, that's going to start another positive pattern and will cause your whole outlook on the world to be a more positive thing. So just keep that in mind by surrounding yourself with positive people instead of negative ones. So if you have friends that are constantly negative, have the victim mentality like I talked about in my YouTube video, they're going to drag you down. They're going to pull you in. So you have to get away from those people and replace them with people more like you or more like you want to be. All right, guys, this is a short podcast. I just wanted to put this out there. Let's crush this year together. Excuse me. And thank you for listening to the TYF podcast.